We'll be talking to Jeff Nowak, our Saints sideline reporter, in about 30 minutes. Right now, I wanted to talk to the Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicles because last week I got a text that has the Louisiana Office of Motor Vehicles ExpressLane.org logo on it. And it says, Louisiana Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, which is the first indication that something's not right here because the logo actually says OMV, but the text says DMV. Final notice. Enforcement penalties begin. According to our records, your traffic citation is yet unpaid per Louisiana Law 15C-16.003. If unresolved by July 26th, the penalties outlined will be enacted. And it goes on to tell me that my license will be suspended. My registration will be suspended. I'll face 35% charges in addition to whatever it is I supposedly owed, and that there could be possible court action, and it gives me a link to click. I did not click the link. Matt Boudreau is the OMV Deputy Commissioner for the state of Louisiana. Morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Glad that you're here. This must drive you crazy that these texts and these scams just won't stop, huh?
Yeah, it's been probably 4 or 5 months now that they've come back with a new scam. They change it a little bit each time. And as you mentioned, this time they even stole our logo, put it on the text message, and they still couldn't get it right because, like you said, they put the DMV in the actual body of the text. But, yeah, I mean, these scams are targeting people not just across the state, but we've seen nationwide at other jurisdictions that they're being targeted as well. They're spreading quickly, and we appreciate you having us on to alert the public and let them know what they need to do.
Well, I did not click the link in the text because I immediately realized it was a scam, but I could understand where someone, I don't have any outstanding citations, first of all, but if somebody does have something that's hanging over their head, this is scary, the idea that they could have their driver's license suspended, their motor vehicle license suspended, their additional fees and penalties, and there's the link, just click it. And what would have happened had I clicked that link, do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I would imagine that they would request personal information, which we obviously suggest you do not give. But the fact of the matter is that the Office of Motor Vehicles will never send you a text message threatening any legal action or threatening you that if you don't pay a fine. All of our communications will come through the mail. And so if you receive one of them, don't click on the links. Don't respond, and obviously don't share your personal information. Just delete the message. If you can report it, I think most Apple phones give you the option to report it. And if you're unsure whether it's real or if you owe any money to the Office of Motor Vehicles, you can contact us directly. You can also just go to our website, expresslane.org. You can check your driver's license status at any time there, and it would show you if you owe money for anything there.
Obviously, this must be working, at least to some extent, for these scam artists, so they would not keep doing it. And I guess that's the sad part of this, is the reason they do it is because, sadly, some people fall for it.
Yeah, I would imagine it is. And so that's, you know, why we are urging the public just to stay vigilant and to spread the word, you know, especially to senior citizens and to others who may be vulnerable to these types of scams. Talk to your family, talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, spread the things you see on social media that are trying to combat these things. And these, you know, just a quick heads up could prevent somebody from these fraudulent scams and possibly getting their information stolen. We are suggesting that residents report these scams when they get them to reportfraud.ftc.gov. Again, that's reportfraud.ftc.gov. That's the Federal Trade Commission. And, you know, the more that we know about the scams and the more they know about them, the better prepared we would be to protect each other.
Yeah. And again, I mean, I just recently renewed the registration on two of my vehicles, and y'all mailed me a notification on how to go online and do that. You would never even text me that kind of information. Huh? I shouldn't get any text from the OMV, should I?
The only way you would get a text message from us is if you go online and you book an appointment. So that's a plug for us to let people know you can book appointments at many of our field offices. So if you would go online to expresslane.org, book an appointment, let's say to our Veterans Boulevard location, and you opted in to receive alerts about your appointment, you would receive a text message saying, hey, you set up an appointment. It's at this time, at this location. And then if for some reason it was canceled, let's say we had a storm roll through and we had to cancel all the appointments, you would receive a notification. But that's the only way. If you book an appointment, and that is strictly just about that appointment on that day at that office. Nothing else, nothing about money or any fines or fees owed.
So if I do book an appointment, if I have to go in and do something about my vehicle registration, my driver's license, or something else, typically how much time do I wait with an appointment versus if I just walk in and take a number?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. We've had, obviously, with the Real ID enforcement date a few months back, our offices were swamped as we had some procrastinators out there who waited until to that deadline to go in. But we do serve appointments, and we honor those first. If you walk in, you could experience some longer wait times, but we've had some great success with appointments, and people are very happy. Now, they do book up fast, so I suggest if you know you need to come in, go online as soon as you can and try and get in. But we do also serve walk-ins. We have a lot of cancellations, a lot of no-shows, and so we squeeze those walk-ins in there, and we also leave some room for walk-in customers as well.
How's the computer system doing? I know that right after Governor Landry took office, he was prioritizing helping you get some improvements to the computer system that kept crashing and creating even longer delays and cancellations and having to shut offices down for entire days sometimes. How's the OMV computer system right now?
Yeah, I mean, it is still antiquated and certainly out of date, but we are thankful. Since the fix we had in April, we have been stable and able to process, which was nice as we went through that Real ID deadline. It is certainly not a long-term solution. We'll have some big news coming soon about a more modern system, and certainly going to bring us into the 21st century. But we are thankful for this mainframe we have. It's been stable, and it hasn't been shutting down, so we are grateful for that.
OMV Deputy Commissioner Matt Boudreau, thanks for joining us here on WWL. We appreciate your telling people that these texts are a scam, not to fall for them. The only texts you'll ever get from OMV are relating to an appointment you have made. Otherwise, please do not click those links and fall for it. Do not become a victim. You have a great week.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. Matt Boudreau here on WWL. Let's check on WWL traffic.